Commentator Miles Hoffman would like to put in a few good words for speed. He says some of the world's fastest people work in the classical concert hall.
Do not try this at home. Well, don't try it unless you're a virtuoso violinist. Although, if you happen to be a virtuoso trumpet player, you might be all right too. In theory, the word virtuoso simply means somebody who is extremely good at what he or she does. But we don't usually refer to virtuoso dermatologists or virtuoso city council members. When we talk about virtuosos, we usually mean musicians, the ones whose specialty is to go out on stage and knock our socks off. Their primary tool is speed. At top speed, even your garden variety virtuoso can play anywhere from 15 to 20 notes per second. That's about 1,000 notes per minute. 1,000. Is there any activity, any set of voluntary physical movements in our daily lives that can even come close to that? Running? Typing? Dicing? Mincing? Chopping? I don't think so. We listen to a virtuoso and we simply can't imagine moving any of our parts that fast. We're also fascinated, quite frankly, by the element of risk. Let's not forget that when the fingers of a virtuoso are flying, they're not just landing any old place. If a violinist's finger comes down a 16th of an inch off, the note will be out of tune. An 1/8 of an inch off, and it will be way out of tune. And for a pianist, the tiniest slip is the difference between the keys and the cracks. Now, I'm a musician, and to be honest with you, all musicians learn to play fast. That's why it's the rare performer who can make other performers' jaws drop. But it does happen. There's our trumpet player again, Sergei Nakaryakov. He's Russian, he's 25 years old, and he's been leaving his colleagues speechless since he was 15. In fact, I've personally witnessed Wynton Marsalis, who's a pretty fair trumpeter himself, listening to a recording of Nakaryakov and just shaking his head in amazement. Marsalis wasn't just amazed at the speed, though. What really knocked him out, as it knocked out everybody else who was listening, were the musical qualities of Nakaryakov's playing. The tone, the subtlety, the delicacy, the depth. Yes, it was brilliant, and at times breathtakingly fast. But it was also beautiful. And here's where we come to the crux of the matter. Speed is thrilling, but speed alone is not enough. If it were, we could go to concerts with stopwatches and leave our souls at home. The truth is, the greatest virtuosos, the greatest, are those who can make our hearts race and also make them sing.
The comments of Miles Hoffman, the violist and artistic director of the American Chamber Players and author of the NPR Classical Music Companion.